Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. And actually, it was ourselves and See Her Elected who put those statistics out there, just, I suppose, to raise awareness that when it comes to, you know, gender equality in local government in the Northwest, it's the women of the Northwest have been very poorly represented throughout the last 100 years of the state. Yeah, in Sligo County Council, it was 1985 before the first two women were elected into Sligo County Council. And that's not all that long ago. I'm sure plenty of us can remember that. Margaret Gormley and Isa Fox, although both had been co-opted into the previous council. But the Sligo's neighbours fare even slightly worse again, because in Leitrim, there's only ever been six women elected to Leitrim County Council in total. In Donegal, the figure is 11. But, you know, there is a bright bright side to this as well, because with See Her Elected, we have about, of the declared female candidates running throughout the country at the moment, about 40% of them we've been supporting and encouraging to run. And although the figures for Donegal, and of course now not all the independents have declared yet, the figures for Sligo and Donegal in terms of female candidates are slightly up on what they were in the 2019 local elections. But there's been a huge jump of women putting themselves forward in Leitrim. The last time we had county council elections was in 2019, and only five women ran, of which three of them, of course, were elected. And so far, and nominations won't be closed until the 18th of May, so far 13 women have declared that they're running in Leitrim County Council. So there is hope.
There certainly is. And while there has been, I understand, a really big effort, a big push to get female candidates for the upcoming local elections across all the parties this year, obviously more can always be done in this regard going forward too, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's up to the voters as well. Our job in See Her Elected isn't to dictate. I'm not saying put, you know, a woman ahead of a man, but it's what we were trying to do is to get everybody to the starting line fully prepared to run for election. So it's up to the voters now to I suppose not automatically default to the names that they know, because in county councils where they're predominantly populated by men, the names that they know will be the male councillors, to look at some of these amazing women who have worked really hard for two or three years now in their communities and getting ready to contest these elections. So there's choice there. And, you know, we want our county councils to look like us, and half of us are women. So, it would be great to see those numbers changing in the Northwest.